Good day, friends. Good afternoon, good morning, and good evening. This is Dr. Michelle Alignay for Coffee Break. How are you this Friday afternoon? Yes, I'm coming on in a different day today because schedule has been very hectic. It's going to be different. It was really different. And but I don't want to stop going live in Coffee Break. So at the minimum, I go live every, hopefully I'm here with you every week, at least once a week, I go live here in Coffee Break. So, kumusta kayo? Let's just see you all. May mga maaga. Hello, si Sheila. Hello, si Eva. Hope you are doing well. So, magandang hapon sa inyong lahat. Magandang Friday afternoon sa inyong lahat. And let's talk about work. Let's talk about how we work. Because in many things, it's just not about our career. But in many things that we work in our lives, we work in our home chores, diba? May mga bagay that are really our go-to mindset, or these are the programming that we have regarding our productivity. Productivity, kung paano tayo matatapos sa trabaho. So, our productivity, our focus, diba? So, sa mga, okay, ano bang pinagkakaabalahan natin? In one whole day, ano pinagkakaabalahan niyo, friends? Can you share that here in the chat? Let's maximize the chat. Anong pinagkakaabalahan nyo? What makes you so busy? Ano ang pinagkakaabalahan mo? What is it that's making you so busy? Ano yung mga bagay na it's very hard for you to let go of, diba? Ano yung parang, tingnan natin kasi ngayon, ano dyan yung mga hindi nakakatulong at nakakatulong na mindset regarding productivity? Because in yan, work, household chores, okay. I like that you're telling me that it's work and household chores because kasama naman yon. But including in our work life, meaning in our career, in our profession, sa negosyo natin. So when it comes to productivity, diba, there are just some days that sobrang dami natin kailangan gawin. Sino ngayon yung ganun this Friday? Ako parang yesterday ko na naramdaman yun. Parang sobrang, teka lang, kulang pa yung araw sa dami ng gagawin ko. But well, you need to reflect. And that's the main point of what I would like to share with you. I would like for us to reflect about the beliefs that we need to let go of to boost our focus and productivity. I got this actually. There are things that I would, the reference of my discussion today, I got this from Ariana Huffington in her Instagram account entitled, Beliefs to Let Go Of to Produce, to Boost and Focus, Beliefs to Let Go Of to Boost Our Focus and Productivity. Mga paniniwala natin na dapat nating i-let go so that mga bagay, mga paniniwala natin na kailangan nating bitawan, kailangan nating baguhin para mas lalo tayong maging productive and so that we can focus more. And come to think of it, I would like to ask you, when you're working, when you're in the middle of working, so when you're trying to excel, ayan, what are the things na lagi mo sinasabi sa sarili mo o natutunan mo na regarding productivity? Ayan, mayroon nagsabi, Eva, di makahinga sa dami ng ginagawa. Work from home than other household chores. Well, that's true. Home organizing, plants, business, farm, cooking, dogs. Yes, hindi talaga tayo makahinga. Hindi tayo makabuelo, di ba? So, what are the things na hanggang ngayon dala nyo? Or ano yung mga dala nyo ngayon? In your adult life, let's reflect about the things that we know about our productivity. And this afternoon, what we're going to do is we're going to check nakakatulong ba to or hindi. As I always share with people here in Coffee Break in this pandemic, when pre-pandemic, may mga bagay na kailangan muna nating i-park. May mga bagay na oo, malaking tulong, oo, okay yan. Pero parang at this time of pandemic, parang hindi siya helpful. So some things in the pre-pandemic may be okay, but they're not applicable or they're no longer serving a purpose at hindi na sila healthy ngayong pandemic. Or, of course, we cannot bring it in the post-pandemic life. Right? So, ano yung mga sa tingin nyo, mga paniniwala na meron kayo? So, sisimulan ko na. I'll share with you some of it. Ayan, tignan natin to. You will not always be motivated, but self-discipline is the key. Talaga, Belle, yun talaga hawak mo. Tingnan natin mabuti ha. So, tingnan natin what could be the unhealthy work beliefs that we have. And we have to reflect, do I need this? Or do I park this? Or do I scrap this? So, yan yung gagawin natin. What will you do? So, yan yung sasagutin nyo ngayon. Do I need this? Do I park it? Meaning, dyan ka muna. Or do I need to scrap this? Meaning, tanggalin ko na sa sistema ko. Okay. Okay. So, first thing. Breaks, taking pause or breaks are unproductive. Naniniwala ba kayo nito? Diba, huwag ka munang mag-break para dire-diretso yung trabaho. So, the more you have breaks, the more you become unproductive. For example, diba sa office, chichika ka muna, may tatanong sa'yo, tapos magkakaroon kayo ng some engagement, some, ay, alam mo ba si ganyan? Ay, alam na nangyari sa'yo. So, parang, ay, naku, pagbalik ko sa table mo, parang unproductive ko naman, konti lang yung nagawa ko. Could it be that, and also, if we take a break, I remember, ako, I think, growing up, I realized na ang dami ko palang, cellphone, ang dami palang din ganitong conditioning. Why? Because I'm conditioned that tapusin mo muna yung work mo bago ka magpahinga. Ayan, sino sa inyo yung lumaki ng ganito? So it's connected to these breaks are unproductive, but honestly, it's not how it goes. This pandemic, we highlighted that breaks can actually be productive. Ako personally, I take break between meetings or between my engagement. I take breaks between the day. Since I was working, even if I'm working on-site, I was working full-time then as a guidance counselor. Honestly, I will take 10-minute nap. Na-master ko na kung paano mid-lip nang nakatungo. Nang nakatungo sa table. 10 minutes yan, I have a small pillow, I will take a nap. And why is that so? Because if I take that break, if I have those small breaks, and then my brain cells and my brain rest. So really, it helps, it pauses. And the more I can be able to focus after a while. So kumbaga, sa trabaho ko, if I need to have meetings, if I need to talk to students, to parents, to teachers, in the afternoon, I have more to give. So, are breaks unproductive? For you, are breaks productive or unproductive? If you're going to take a too long break that it will actually lead you to be lethargic, it will lead you na tinatamad na, and then it's not serving its purpose. But the main reason that we take break is that we just want to rest our brains. So somebody's saying, Sheila, social media browsing, consuming a lot of my time to the point of not paying attention. So that break, it's not serving its purpose. So friends, if these breaks are unproductive, do you need it? Do you park it? Or do you scrap it? For me, I need it. I need it. We just need to define the right kind of break. Breaks, if we're talking about productivity, if we're talking about work, if we're talking about even in life, we take the break so we can recharge and we can be better for what lies ahead. And then that's a healthy kind of break. But if the break that we're taking is that we're taking it dahil wala lang, gusto ko lang, and it's not, it's affecting our productivity, we cannot deliver what we need to do, then you just might need to park it or might need to evaluate if it is serving a purpose. Okay, so break are unproductive. The second, I have to say yes to everything. Sino sa inyo na parang, I have to say yes to everything. Raise your hand if you are the type who would like to say yes to everything. Sis, pwede ka ba nakasama dito sa meeting to? Or can you work on this? I think this is up your alley. I think you would be interested to work on this project. And kakahiya naman to say no because they seek me out. Yan. So all the work that is offered to you, maybe even in your ministry, in your community, and even the projects that comes to you, do you say yes to everything? I have to say yes in everything. Saying yes to everything is not actually being fair to yourself. So, kailan ka magpapahinga kung lahat ang uuuhan mo? I have this, I like saying that saying yes to a few is saying no to a few means saying yes to you. Saying no to a few means saying yes to you. Because sometimes you need to say yes to yourself. You need to tanggi. Kasi minsan, yung pagtanggi mo sa iba, it's hindi na ako matutulog ng maayos, mawawala yung bakasyon ko. It's putting the bright boundaries. It's putting both the mental or the cognitive boundaries as well as the emotional boundary na, hey, I need to put a barrier. I need to put a fence. Well, even though that I can do that, even though that I think I'm good at that, but right now, there's just too much on my plate and I cannot work on it. Huwag kayong mahiya. Because kung ma-offend yung ibang tao, it's up to us on how we deliver it. Kung ma-offend yung ibang tao, and then it's not actually, you're not the one responsible for the feeling ng ibang tao na na-offend sila dahil nag-no ka. As long as you have a very good and valid reason to say no, then do it. But sometimes, don't feel that it's so selfish for you to say no. Eh kasi, nag-no na ako kasi wala na akong pahinga. So, no, saying yes is good, but saying no is needed because it's healthy. Because sometimes the simple no can give a lot of benefits for your well-being, emotionally, socially, mentally, and spiritually. Am I making sense with what I'm saying? So, nasan pa tayo? So, breaks are unproductive. The second, I have to say yes and everything. So, after this, do you think this will be helpful? Ano mangyayari dito sa atin? Do you think that saying yes is do we need to say yes? Do we need to park it or do we need to scrap it? So alin kayo dito? Nasaan kayo dito? And then the third. Everything needs to be perfect. Yan, everything needs to be perfect. Gusto ko maayos. So, some people, you know, they find it hard to jumpstart a project because they want all conditions to be in place. Sometimes, we also cannot do anything because we just need to have the right answers and the right structures in its place. So, it needs to be perfect. It needs to be complete. But there are some situations in life, even at work, that we make it as we go along. You know, when I read some materials about that, you know, it's really unleashing. So even when I was years ago when I started yoga, the best thing that I heard in practicing yoga is that progress, not perfection. Thank you to my dear friend Maricar Holopainen of Urban Ashram Yoga. Lagi niyo sinasabi, in yoga, it's all about progress, not perfection. And people think that when you go to yoga, it's about flexibility, that you need to be flexible to start a good practice. But in reality, no. Flexibility is the result of yoga, not a requirement. So Urban Ashram have this class called FNR, Flexibility Not Required. And I think it applies to many areas of our lives that we do not need to be perfect. We just need to be willing. It's not actually quality that matters. It's not actually perfection that matter, but the progress. So minsan, even if the productivity in terms of our kids' grades, our productivity with, well, do you have a task list? Like ako, I have this notepad. I have a planner, but I also have a notepad wherein I have almost everything that I need to do for the day, and it's bringing me really benefits because I can take off whatever I need to do. But the thing is, am I harsh on myself? Ang tanong ko sa inyo, are you harsh on yourself whenever you don't get to finish the task that you need to do for the day? Are you harsh on yourself if you don't do things perfectly? Are you harsh on yourself if you feel that you've shortchanged things or parang hindi okay? But in reality, isn't it that we're supposed to be kind to ourselves? We're supposed to commend ourselves for, you know, we're making the progress. We're making the progress. Oh, ilang araw ka nang walang carbs, and it's good. Ilang araw ka na that you're really focusing so much on your work, and that is good. So here, you have to realize na sometimes it gets us frustrated when we get fixated in the word perfect. But let me tell you, it's about progress. Life, it's about progress, not perfection. Can you say it with me? Or can you type it there in the chat? Progress, not perfection. So that's the third. So breaks, that's the first one. Breaks are unproductive. The second, I have to say yes to everything. The third, it needs to be perfect or progress not. So ang panlaban dyan. So we have, what do you think? It needs to be perfect. Do you need it? Do you let go of it or scrap it, or you just park it? Diba? Ang only perfect na kailan, wala naman talagang taong perfecto. Ang perfecto lang ay si Lord. Ang Diyos lang ang perfecto. And our perfection is found in Him, diba? So, let me just go over that. It needs to be perfect. Yes, we want things to be perfect, but sometimes to the expense of your well-being, to the expense of our mental and physical health. So, do we settle for that? No, we settle for progress, not perfection. Okay, ito, I really like this. I have to be good at everything. Is this helpful for you? Kailangan okay ako dyan. Kailangan, you know, I think we grew up in a culture na halimbawa you're excelling in English, you're supposed to excel in math, and you're supposed to get all the high grades in all the subjects that we have. Maybe when we were younger, I have to be good at everything, especially the mommies here, na kailangan kung nanay ka, marunong kang sa bahay, marunong kang maglaba, marunong kang magluto, tapos ang galing mo pa sa ibang gawain, nakakapag-bake ka pa, ang galing mo, di ba? But honestly, do we really need to be good at everything? If people would see your competency, can they tell where are you good at? But I am a believer of being good in one or two things and you offer it to the world. Because I early on in my career, I realized and I heard that, you know, even though that we can be good at something, we cannot be everything. Can you say that with me? Even though we may be good at some things, we cannot be everything. Hindi natin kaya lahat. Hindi natin kaya to be all. Gusto niyo ba yon? Ikaw lagi. So, for example, sa lahat ng committee, ikaw lagi yung chairman. So, taon-taon na lang, ikaw lagi. Kasi ang galing mo. Ay, ayoko yata nun. Parang hindi siya balanse. But I have to be good at everything. Early on in my career, a very good friend of mine told me, Itchel, you know, this is really your focus. Your focus on family, your focus on the aspect of family psychology. You really stand out here. And that's an affirmation for me. So sabi niya, so yung mga ibang aspeto ng psychology, kasi napakalawak, sabi niya, well, you may be able to do it, but hindi naman yun yung forte mo. Kaya mo, oo, pero forte mo ba? So ako, naniniwala ako dyan. So why don't, if we keep being good at this area, in this one skill or two talents or three areas that we're very good at, be the best in it. Because you know, we flow in that area. Hindi na natin kailangan magkunyari na, ay, kaya ko yan. Kaya mo nga, pero may mas magaling sa atin. I believe that. That's why when people ask me, do you conduct this? I said, I refer to friends. Bakit wala kang service na ganun? I can, but I prefer not to focus on it. Because there are other friends who might be good at it, or better than me. So if this area, ito ba yung kailangan ma-address? Ito ba yung kailangan magawa? Para sa akin ba yan? So alam nyo, tama yan, Sheila. Give chance to other. Kasi meron tayong something we're good at and then we offer it. And then it becomes really a communion of talents and communion of abilities. Hindi natin kailangan saklawan ng lahat. We don't need to be all. Because being all means that being wiped out, and that's not the best for our mental health and our well-being, right? So, I have to be good at everything. Friends, kung kayo yung fixated na dapat magaling ka sa lahat, aminin mo na sa sarili mo kung yung hindi ka magaling. Kung hindi ka magaling, iupa mo na yan. I-relinquish mo na ang trono, ibigay mo na sa iba. You need to learn to be humble enough to say na, I really can, but I'm not the best here. I'm not the best of myself here. Okay? So that's the fourth. The fifth, Multitasking is the key to productivity. Taas ang kamay na mahihilig mag-multitasking. Remember, friends, if you grew up in my age, in the 80s and in the 90s, and the only multitasking that we can do is listen to the radio while we're working on our assignments and reading. I was trained by my parents na huwag kang manonood ng TV habang gumagawa ng assignment. I never do that. I was trained not to do that. And if you see the productivity that we have, multitasking, feeling mo lang marami kang nagawa. But the quality of your work while you're answering a chat, you're answering an email, you're trying to make a report, you are, you know, and you're trying to listen on a meeting, that can bring us so much. So listening, yeah, you're doing now, you're working and you're listening to me, but that's okay. But if you're trying to, because that is input, listening to me is input to you. But if you are creating an output, you're sending work, you're planning something, an email, that can be three different output, can be very multitasking in nature. So check it. Nakakatulong bang mag-multitask? Honestly, studies have proven that single-tasking is still the way to go. The reason why we are overwhelmed and the reason why stress piles up in us because we're trying to multitask even if our brains are actually programmed to single task. So, babalik ako, friends. Babalik ako sa kung paano tayo ginawa when we were younger. Multitasking, it's not the solution. Multitasking, it's not the solution. If you think that you need to focus on a very important report and then mag-log out ka muna sa social media, mag-log out ka rin muna sa internet connection kung nakailangan. When I was writing my book, You Can Care for You, my recently launched book, I work on that book around, I would wake up 4 o'clock or 4:30 a.m. and I will have the world to myself between 4:30 a.m. to 7 a.m. Why? Because I want to focus on the writings only. I want my thoughts to be fresh. It's just me, the hum of the electric fan in the house and the chirping early birds in the tree in front of our house. And it's just like that. And it's wonderful. And I was able to finish. Bakit? Walang nag-viber, walang nag-chat, walang email na pumapasok, walang gumugulong ibang tao. I was able to single task. Friends, if you have critical projects that you need to work on, try to focus on it. And I'm telling you, minsan, yung in-spend mo na kalahating araw sa pag-multitask, if you single task and devote all your time and energy, you'll be surprised you can finish that in 1 hour. And that's the magic of it. So, that what do you think? Can multitasking help you? So, can multitasking be, is it a need? Remember, there's an output and there's an input. Is that a need? Is that healthy for you right now? So, you need it? Is that something that you need to park? Or is that something that you need to scrap, tanggalin sa sistema mo kasi hindi talaga nakakatulong? So what are the things that I've already shared with you? So one, breaks are unproductive. That is something that you need to check. For me, breaks are very productive. You just have to define and redefine the kind of breaks that you have. Second, I have to be good at everything. No, we cannot be good at everything. I have to say yes to everything. We cannot say yes to everything. We have to say yes to ourselves and what can be good for us. And third, it needs to be perfect. No, it needs to be progress, not perfection. Four, I have to be good at everything. Do we need to be good at everything? No, we just need to be good at, very, very good at 2 to 3 things and we can offer it to the world. And so we flow in our work. And fifth, multitasking is the key to productivity. Okay, another thing. I can't ask for help. Nakakahiyang humingi ng tulong. But friends, alam nyo, maraming ganito. Parang huwag kang hingi ng tulong, nakakahiya. Maraming tao, nagsasuffer na yung mental health nila, ayaw nilang humingi ng tulong. And that thought that I cannot ask for help, kailangan kong gawin to, I need to do this on my own, it's sometimes counterproductive. Because it's not helping. So you check your heart also and you check yourself. Is this helping me? Is this helpful for me? Friends, kayo ba ganito? Kayo ba yung ganito na ayaw nyo humingi ng tulong? Minsan, pag lunod na tayo, asking for help, asking questions. Magtanong kayo, hindi naman yung, it's not, magkaiba yung you're becoming overly dependent on someone for your questions, but if you try to ask the right questions, and then you can get the right answers, and then you have the resources to help yourself. Asking for help is not a sign of weakness. It's a sign that you just need, you are just human. You have your limits, and then you just need to assist yourself and help yourself at the time being. So, that's another thing. And lastly, ito, I need this. I like this. Everything needs to get done now. Kailangan bang matapos lahat? Meron naman talagang ganyan. May mga araw na meron tayong deadline, and then we honor that. Recently, in my recent, I need to really finish some things that I need to submit because I'm teaching in the college and in the graduate school. But things are not okay with me. Really, there's just too much on my plate, and then I'm lagging behind work. And one is that I'm asking for help. And second, removing that everything needs to get done now. Because, hindi na nga ako okay, nagre-recover ako from family concerns, nagre-recover yung body ko, and from a previous sickness. So, kailangan kong tulungan yung sarili ko by not actually carrying that thought na kailangan matapos lahat. Yes, may mga ba? Alam ko marami tayong deliverables. Alam ko marami rin tayong dependables. Alam ko mayroon tayong boss. Alam ko mayroon tayong sinusunod. And we need to deliver. But there are, just we have to learn to focus on the task that matters, the essentials. And eventually, we have to realize na hindi naman kailangan gawin sabay-sabay. Alam nyo, marami rin dito. Kasama yun yung everything needs to get done now, pati yung chores sa bahay. As I told you, with the recent events that we have in the family, I don't want to be fixated na kailangan malinis lahat, kailangan ayos lahat, and kailangan matapos lahat. No, because it's not gonna be life-giving anymore for me if I try to be all. I try to be all in my work, I try to be all in my ministry work, I try to be all in the chores in the house. No, we cannot. You cannot. Bibigay tayo, friends. Kaya isipin nyo, ang magandang indicator, kumusta yung pakiramdam mo, kumusta yung emotions mo. If the things that I shared with you are no longer serving a purpose, it might be good to sit down and to reflect about this. Alin dito yung kailangan mo munang baguhin? Kasi baka hindi nakakatulong. So if you're one of the biggest indicator that you're no longer okay is your emotions. And how you are trying to be hard on yourself. That mindset na you're hard on yourself, kasi naman dapat matapos ko eh. Kasi dapat maayos na siya ngayon. We're so fixated and consumed by the shoulds and the must and the to-do. If we're so fixated in that, but on the other hand, it's affecting our productivity. We cannot deliver the reports we need to do. We cannot be as creative as we were. And we just cannot connect with people. Ayaw mo na matindang meeting. Naiwis ka na sa lahat ng tao. Then friends, don't let all this mindsets, all this belief get in your way. Try to revisit them so that you can support yourself. Because these are actually the mindset that will make you a candidate to burnout. So, isipin mo mabuti. Nakakatulong ba o hindi? Kung hindi, I hope that you help yourself, friends. So, that's about it. That's about coffee break. So, if you would like to get to know more information and more details and more solutions on how you can treat yourself better, how you can help yourself better, I hope that you can get a copy of my book, You Can Care For You. And You Can Care For You is actually available at wala akong poster ng book ng You Can Care For. Oh, this is the book. This is the book. It's here. The book is here. It's available at feastbooks.ph. So you can actually get a copy. That's the book. I would just like to say, this is my beautiful book. I really thought of the cover and everything inside. So You Can Care For You, the Soul and Science of Self-Care. If you want to get more help, how you can help yourself, let me journey with you through the pages of that book. You Can Care For You. It's on launch price until this month only. So, it's the SRP is 450, but it's only at 400 this month. After that, we go to regular price already. And also, if you think that this coffee break has blessed you, you can send a support through Facebook Stars or through GCash, because that's a way for us to continue the work that we're doing here at Coffee Break. So friends, I hope that this is my way of supporting you here at Coffee Break. Sana yung revisit yung lahat ng mga points na to. These beliefs, check all this. Are these unhealthy or are these healthy for me? Do I need to park it? Do I need it? Or do I need to scrap it? Because nobody else will care for you. You can care for you. I hope that continue caring for yourself. I'll see you again next week here at Coffee Break with Dr. Michelle.